Am I on? Oh, it's a bit too loud, that. Can you hear me? Good. We've been talking over the last few weeks about growing in God and how that is a personal responsibility to understand what God is trying to do in us and how he's trying to grow us. And I want to encourage you this morning just to engage with God, because God is an awesome God. Whether we believe that or not, he's an awesome God. And sometimes we need help from God himself by the Holy Spirit to reveal that to our hearts, that when we come together like this, that we are standing in the presence of an awesome God. And so often we do forget that, and we can go through just singing and enjoying the worship, but God is an awesome God in every sense of the word. We were made for more than just ordinary lives. That's one of the songs that we sang, isn't it? We're made to thrive. When we were created, God didn't create us to be miserable, to be downcast, to have no hope, to have no relationship with him, to have no future. He created us to have a future in him. I'm just going to change my microphone, I think. It's cutting in. It might need a new battery, but... So we were created to thrive in every sense of the word, in this life and in the life to come. To be overcomers in everyday circumstances and situations. To live a life beyond what we can imagine or think in our own strength and experience and life skills. God wants us to move beyond that. He wants us to thrive in every area of life. But we've got to connect with him. We've got to know him. We've got to work with him. We've got to allow him to be part of our lives so that he can begin to do that. And so that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about connecting with God, giving him permission to be part of our growth process, to hand over authority to him in our lives so that we can begin to grow and become more like him. That's a bit of a challenge. Jesus did say, if you love me, you'll do what you're told, sort of. You'll do what I command. And as we've said before, some of us don't like being doing what we're told. I don't know what category you fall into, but some of us just object to that. But if we're going to grow in God, we've got to give him authority. We've got to put him in control of some of the things that we're doing in order that he might change us. I want to look at this morning, particularly about time. Now, we're going to look at eternity in September, which is quite an interesting topic. It's a vast subject, eternity, as you would imagine. But I want to talk about time, because time is something that we've all got. No matter how we feel, no matter where we are in life, no matter what we do, we have got this thing called time. And I want to talk this morning a little bit about the significance of time in our lives and where it slips to. Roy's 80 years old. Oh, he was yesterday. You're on the next journey now to 81, Roy. Where's 80 years gone? It's just gone. 80 years gone. And sometimes we look at our lives, don't we, go, where's it gone? Where's all this 80 years? Now, when you set off in life and you're a young person, you think you'll never get to 80. It'll never happen to me, but it does. Time is one of those things, it just keeps going and going and going. We can't stop it. We can't speed it up. We can't slow it down. But we spend it. And I want to look at this morning as how we spend our time and how quickly time just passes sometimes without a thought, without us understanding what it's all about. We can be accused of wasting our time. I don't know whether you've ever said that to somebody, you're wasting your time with that. Don't bother with that, you're wasting your time. It's become part of sport now, time wasting, football matches, wasting time. And really it's the most precious asset that we have. We should seek to use our time so that God can work in us every moment of every day. It does tell us, doesn't it, to pray without ceasing, to be in this constant communion with God so he's always working in us and doing something new and fresh in us, opening our eyes, opening our spiritual understanding, so that we can begin to use the time that we've got in a much more profitable way. There's a lot of pressure on our time, all kinds of calls on our life, on our time, and there never seems enough time to do everything that we want to do. Some of our time is taken up by our employers, some in education, by our family and our interests. We have legitimate calls on our time to those who we have accountability and responsibility with. And sometimes we can waste time. I've been guilty of that myself, although I won't admit that, not openly like this. We do waste time. Sometimes we sat there thinking, oh, I'll just sit here and do nothing. But our time is limited. We don't know how long we've got. We can look back on all the time we've had and how we've used it, and we can be frustrated sometimes with what we've done. Just wait for the crackle to stop. It just seems to happen about every fourth week we have this issue with the microphones. If you can just knock the fallback off mine, that'd be really good. Might help a little bit. As you think back over your time, there'll be some bits that you go, that was brilliant. There'll be other areas that it's not so good. And there's a lot of areas that we can't remember what we've... I don't know whether you've had those, but I have. I can't remember much before being 7 years old. It's kind of disappeared. Where's it gone? I don't know. Is it because I'm getting older, or I'm not sure, but we can lose moments in our history. As foster carers, one of the things that we are asked to do is to keep memory boxes for all the children that we have, because it reminds them of times that they've had with families, with new families, and they can trace their timeline and they know exactly what they've done and when. We don't all do that, but for those who are looked after children, it's a really important part of their life that they understand where they've come from and what they've been doing, and all the reminders of it, the certificates, the toys, the photos, the tickets for holidays and days out, sometimes clothes that they had when they were a baby. We save all of those so that there is a memory of the time that they have spent with us. And to an extent, we all have that. We have an internal memory box that reminds us of things. Very often, those things in life we don't want to remember. The hard times, the bad times, the times when we failed, the times when we made poor decisions. And we can really be overcome by our own use of time and what it's done to us. But I want to tell you this morning that God can deal with all of that. He deals with our past. He tells us that we are a new creation. When we come to faith, we are a new creation. The old things, our old memories, if you like, are gone. He gives us new memories. He gives us new aspirations. He gives us new hope as we put our trust in him. It tells us in the word that if we put our trust in God, we will not be disappointed, because the hope that arises in our heart will confirm with us that God is working in us. Let's read 2 Peter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. God's view on time is somewhat different than ours, and it's difficult to understand how he sees time, but it's almost that it doesn't exist for God, because it's always been there and it always will be there, and he lives in that dimension. But he recognises that we have got a limited time on this earth. And the Bible reminds us of that. It talks about 70 years and 10, 70. It talks about we're here one day, gone tomorrow. So there is a significance about the time that we have on earth. I suppose that's underlined in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. It kind of covers the whole context of life. Everything happens in this time span that we have on earth. Like I said before, the great news of the gospel is that all the items in our memory box have been dealt with. No matter how we view the use of our time, as we delve into our memory box, our past, we can rejoice from today that we are a new creation. New things are coming to us through the fullness of the grace of God. When we come to Christ, we are not formed or shaped by our past. It's dealt with. It's done. We have been set free from it. We are now something new. New thoughts, new hopes, new destiny as we grow in the grace of God. He opens up a whole new life to us as we journey with him. And whatever time we have, God wants to be part of our time so that he can continue to work and grow in our lives. Many of us will have had promises in our heart that's been placed there by God. The things that he wants you to do and the things he wants to do through you as you journey with him. This morning, if you've had a promise from God and it's not yet realized, let hope arise and faith be established in your heart. See, God's plans for our lives never change. His heart, his love towards us will never change. But sometimes we don't walk with him and we can't receive all that he's got for us. So sometimes when things are going wrong, it's us that's going wrong, not God. It's us that's stepping out of line, out of his will, and we just need to be drawn back into it. But he is a God of love and grace, and he will always, always work with you if you want to come back and stand before him and accept him as your Lord and Savior. He will always accept you back. If we put God into our time scale, if we decide to live for Christ every day, then every moment brings value to our living. Every moment brings significance to who we are and what we are doing. Our vision statement here is to live it. No matter what we are or what we're going through, we can demonstrate and live for God. Every moment of every day, we can live it. We can be in communion with God. We can be in that place where he is constantly changing us and working in us. On a daily basis, God wants to be involved in our lives. I don't know how significant you feel. Significant is one of those drives in our lives that seems to be part of who we are. We want to be significant. We want to feel that we have added something somewhere to life, to other people's lives, to this world. But if we put God in the center of our lives, our significance is gained from him. We don't need to do anything to be significant. We just need to be in relationship with him, and we are significant. So no matter what our actions or status or wealth, when we know God and we are seeking to please Him in our daily lives, we are significant. If we respond to God's calling and time management for His kingdom, we will be significant and produce good works and eternal treasure. Ephesians 4:1 says this, "As the prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." God wants to be part of our time management. He wants us to be worthy of all that He's given to us. He's given us this amazing gift of salvation. He's set us free from the power of sin. He's forgiven our past. He wants to fill us with life, overflowing. He's done all that for us. And we want to live a life that reflects all that He's done for us. We have to live a life worthy of His calling. He wants to be part of our daily time management. And I know we can talk about the practicalities of that. We can talk about reading the Word, about praying. But it's more than that. It's day by day taking up our cross, beginning to understand what God is trying to do through us. And day by day, moment by moment, allow Him access to our lives so He can transform us. And we can be a beacon. We can be a light to those around us. The great thing about our faith, about our awesome God, is that we only need God's approval to be significant. That's it. You don't need my approval. You don't need anybody else's. We are children of the living God. We are significant. This means whatever we're doing with our time, if our actions are motivated by our passion for God, then we are significant. As a church, we celebrate the good things that God has called us to do. We can focus on all that we've done, but God is always looking to the future. He's always got things for us to do. The Apostle Paul, when he was talking about his journey with God, he said, "Look, I've got to forget some of the things I've done because they weren't particularly good." And sometimes we can focus on the good things we think we've done and think we've done enough. But Paul's saying we've got to forget the past. It's gone. Let's press on. Let's keep on going. Let's push towards all that God has got for us. Let's live in the moment and make the most of every opportunity that comes along. I don't know whether you get frustrated by standing behind people in a queue, or is it just me? Is it just me? No. Or in a traffic jam? Is it just me? And sometimes, is Linda in? No. Linda's always telling me to calm down a bit. Calm down. But those moments that we face some of our frustrations, God's actually trying to do something with us. And we need our eyes opening. And I know in those moments, if you sit back and like, speak to me, God, do something with me, work something in my life at this moment, the pain of frustration sometimes produces something in our lives. It's making the use of the time that we have got. Have you noticed everywhere you go now, you sit in the doctors or the dentist, everybody's phone's out and they're playing games or whatever. I just close my eyes and just meditate on God. Just using the time that I've got in that moment to communicate with God and just allow Him to be part of whatever I'm doing at that moment. And sometimes we need to be proactive in the way that we connect with God and use our time. Have you also noticed how it's so easy to put things off till tomorrow? Obviously not. That's just me as well. We can't we? This needs doing. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it next week. And so easily time slips by and it never gets done. But we should be living as believers in every moment of every day, conscious of who God is, being proactive in the way we communicate with him in every situation so that he can do something new in us. Sometimes in those moments, we bump into people or we stood next to somebody who really needs to hear something about the peace of God or the joy of God or the hope that he can bring to our lives, because you never know what people are going through. We don't know. And sometimes we don't know the impact that we can have on somebody's life just by being in the moment and allowing God to do something in us. As those who are looking to grow in God, and we are, I think that's the desire of our heart as leadership, as church, is to grow in God. We want to be always moving towards allowing him to work in our lives. We must be proactive in our spiritual life and understand that as we journey together, we have a responsibility to grow ourselves, to take that responsibility to work out our salvation, but also to help those around us grow as well. You know, we are connected. We talked last week about how we are connected together as a body, and each part of the body brings something to the whole, and each of us here brings something to the whole. You can add something to other people and cause growth in them. That's why it's important that we come to church, that we are part of the body. We've got to think differently about time and eternity and live a life worthy of our calling. Together, we want to spend our time pleasing God and being significant in what we produce, both now and what we are producing for eternity. And that's something we'll talk about maybe when we talk about eternity. What are we producing for eternity? Because the Bible tells us, don't lay up treasures for yourself on earth, but in heaven. So there are things we can do that will lay up treasures in heaven. So let's think about time. Let's not waste it. Let's be in the moment. Let's be allowing God to significantly change us. Let's be all that God has asked us to be. And let's live a life worthy of our calling and all that God has done for us. Thank you.